WSBQ 996 monitoring.
Good morning, Michigan. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
WRQI 565 from WRUU 850.
Good morning, 850 WRQI 565.
Good morning. Congratulations are in order. So, there you go.
Again, much appreciated. Professor Don, he's the one who encouraged me to do it, and in a way I'm glad I did it, and it's just a matter of now just waiting to get everything else done, but so I appreciate the early morning radio call on that, and probably maybe by the end of the week I might have some information on it, and then over the weekend I'll start programming my Wooksons and setting up, frequencies for those not radios, but 2 meter and 70 centimeter, and then sometime we'll get the Motorola's updated.
Roger that. Did you dare try the next one, or did you just forgo that?
Well, I don't really want to talk about it over the radio, but I went in there with the open mind to do it, but some things came up, and I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Okay, whatever. Just I just take a poke for the hell of it, but no big deal. You've got your mission accomplished, which is all in the end that matters.
Copy that for sure. I mean, I still will look at it. I might just, invest the money because I didn't, when I hooked up with a ham radio prep people, I did not get the exam for that. But we'll see what happens in the fall and the winter, what I got to do to keep me out of trouble, during the fall and winter months. So I still might look at it and I still might look into getting it. But I went in with the attitude to take it. But they were running behind and running late. They got a late start to everything. And that's why I just wanted to get out of there and get home.
Yeah, okay, not a big deal. Like I said, whether you do or don't, who cares? You got what you wanted. So, very good. All right, cool. I just wanted to, I know I texted, wanted to just say on the radio, I just wanted to say congratulations. So I know you've been working at it.
Coming from you, I really appreciate it, though, and the announcement over the years. You've been a big help with a lot of things, and again, much appreciated, and we'll catch up with you later. I see on the Hazel Park ARC page that they made the announcement for Ramshorn starting this Saturday. So that's out there. I was in there the other day for breakfast, and I, kind of gave them a little bit of a heads up. But, so it's advertised there. So hopefully it'll all be a good turnout. They have adequate staff.
Yeah, I drove by the cabin yesterday, and still closed. So I don't know what's going on there, but that looks that's pretty serious. I mean, all I can figure is they must have really had a problem that destroyed some stuff. I mean, I can't imagine what could be happening out that long that's DTE related.
I got home like right at 9. I mean, I walked into my apartment at like 9 o'clock on the dot, and I went through the 12-mile Dequindre change there because I put gas in my vehicle at Sunoco's to turn it in this morning. That's what I'll be doing shortly. And I went down that way to make the turnaround to come back, and there was a light on in there, you know, like a small light enough to where like you wouldn't walk into a wall. So it wasn't totally pitch black. That tells me at least they got some electricity in there.
Yeah, I noticed that as well, which was kind of puzzling. It's like some small lamps in the corners hanging over the corner tables. And, you know, how are those lit? You know, if the place is dark. So, if they were, you know, battery, you know, some sort of battery emergency lighting, well, they'd certainly be out by now. You know, it's been well over 2 weeks.
Yeah, I had the same thought exactly when I went by there, and I said, well, it must be some kind of emergency light of some kind so you don't walk into a wall, but yeah, so they probably lost a lot of food and product, too, if the refrigeration went down. I don't know if they got a generator on the building at all to protect that, but yeah, it is what it is. So anyways, again, I will let you get your day started, and again, I thank you for the congratulations last night and this morning. Much, much appreciated, and looking forward to it. I think Mike over on the Troy side is just like a kid in a candy. Oh, I can't wait to talk to you on 2 minutes. I go, yeah, one day at a time. It's just, you know, I don't even have a call sign yet. Oh, no, we got to do this. And it's like, patience, grasshopper. All right, have a great day. WRCY 565, and see you again.
WRUU 850.
WRCY 565, WRXE 764. 764, good morning, sir, WRCY 565.
WADACW.org for info. Let the club know. We can use all the help we can get. And with that, WRXG 764.
WRQI 565, Don. You still there? WRQ224 Mobile. Ray, you still there? WRCY 565, I'm sorry.
Hey, good morning. I just received the radiogram hot off the press. Congratulations. Glad you made it. I've been out of radio range for the past week, so just got back and just heard the news.
Had to wait for the IDs to pass. Yes, thank you very much. Boy, there's a radiogram now that spreads the word. Who would have thought it? Or should I say, who would have thunk it? Yeah, it's a long night last night, and I didn't get home until 9 o'clock, and I didn't have a radio with me at all yesterday. I texted a couple of people last night, and yeah, that's it. So until I get the, until I send the check in the mail, so to speak, to get my call sign, I don't know anything else. So that's it for now. And I don't mean to cut this short, but I got to get on the road. I got to be somewhere at 8 o'clock, and I got a couple of things to do along the way. So thank you very much. I probably won't have a radio with me until I get back. Everybody, thanks again. Everybody have a great day. Those on the road, stay safe. WRC Wi-Fi 65.
Yeah, I'm just being funny. That's, sometimes they call it that in the amateur radio world when you're passing traffic on the traffic net. All right, have a good day. Anybody else around? WRT 224.
I'm usually here. WRT 764.
Good morning. I thought I heard you in the Flint area.
Yep, I'm in Davison, actually, which is just east of Flint. Like I said, we're looking for help for the crew on the 24th. Hammer GMRS.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind, see what I got going on. I do work in the Flint area a couple days a week, but pretty soon I'll be up there full time. I'm working at Miller and Linden Road area.
Okay, well, for info, contact president at w8acw.org. That's Genesee County Amateur Radio Club.
Okay, yeah, I'm on their Facebook group as well.
Spread the word. Bring as many people up north as you can. We can use all the help we can get.
Sounds good. Do you know if you guys have a CERT team up there, a community emergency response? Yeah, I must have lost you. I'll be here for a little bit. WRC 224.
Okay, well, what I said is I'm not familiar with the CERT team in this area. We do have an OXCOM team, but I'm not going to say anything about them. They're not involved in the race.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have been race youth certified and a member of the Oakland County ARPSC, but I'm not sure what's going on there because we haven't received any updated ID badges or anything. And I've been a member of a community emergency response team for several years and never been called out, so I'm looking to join a new one. If there's any teams around, I'm just trying to get an idea.
Supplementing races and trying to replace them. I'm doing races certified and was in Oakland County when I lived in that area. Worked with Oakland County many times on the ARPSC or ARES type operations, including a plane crash and some races and parades in both Oakland and Wayne County. I lived in Detroit. But only a mile out of Oakland. But the like I said, we're not. A lot of us aren't too happy with OXCOM. I don't want to talk about it on the radio, especially at a radio where they own the repeater.
I got you. Is there another breaking station in there? Go ahead, WRQ 224.
I'm going to let you go. I got to get back to what I'm doing. I got somewhere I got to be this afternoon. And that's in Detroit. Or Wild Taylor. WRXG 764.
over RSG 764. Catch you later on. WRCD224, was there a breaking station in there earlier?
WRCY 755, I think, it's gotten you around. WRMC WRKT40 WRCY565. You got a copy?
WRKT40565. Yeah, I can read it. Can you hear me any better this time?
Yes, sir, I can. A little muffled, but you're coming through quite clear.
Were you able to read me on Troy? Because I could hear you, but it sounded, I mean, I was getting a good kickback sound from the repeater, but I couldn't hear you that well.
I initially called to you on the Zello crosslink and not my two-way radio, which I am on now.
And maybe it was the crosslink then, because, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't hear you worth a crap.
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning? WSBT593.
And, no, you're making it all the way out to, McComb repeater with very little background noise. You just sound like a little muffled.
How's everybody doing this morning? This is WSBT593.
Yeah, appreciate it there, Donald. And good morning to the other operator there. I couldn't hear the guy cut off for me anyway. The VRQ T-480.
Okay, 480, I'm going back to what I was doing. WRCY 565, we're clear. Another station, the channel's yours.
Sorry about that interruption, guys. I just wanted to see how everybody's doing this morning.
Yeah, no worries. It's all good. Our meter's open to everybody, obviously. So, how you doing this morning? Yeah, I lost you there. You, can you still hear me? I think you're mobile. Oh, I lost you there. Okay. I'll be monitoring if you come back on. Severe KC 480.
Yeah. 5 Watt H2 radio. Okay, Nagoya antenna. WSDT 593.
Yeah, you're coming through pretty choppy there, but I heard you that time. All I heard was like Nagoya antenna, I think it said HD, and then you're calling us.
Are you using a mobile setup?
Yeah, I'm using a BTEC compared to a good antenna on my house right now. My base station for the people.
Sounds like pretty cool. How strong is that antenna?
I think it's good up to 200 watts. It's a 4 foot, I believe it is, antenna. It's on my chimney cap on a mat, so it's about like probably 20 feet above my roof, give or take.
Sounds like pretty cool. Sounds like you got some, you don't pick up anything off of that.
Yeah, I'm located just north of Pine Knob, so I got a couple hills in the way, but I probably about, give or take, 30 miles away from this repeater, so doing pretty well.
Yeah, I live up in Oxford, so I'm right on the inner edge of the Macomb repeater, and currently at Auburn Hills, going to work.
You're coming through pretty good. A little choppy, but that's because you're moving around, so. But, yeah, not bad at all.
Good to hear. All right, well, my name is Jordan. It was nice talking to you. Got to go into work here, so this is WSDT 593. Clear to that. You have a good day.
Yep, good talking to you as well. Have a good day at work. My name is Mike, WRKT 480. Be clear.
WSAG 266, mobile.
Station 266, go ahead. This is WIUG 88. Station 218, station out there, 218, this is WIUG, waiting, copy.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, I have you loud and clear, sir.
Well, good morning, Bob. This is WIUG 488, and the sunshine out here, Roger.
Morning, Jack. Plenty of sunshine here as well. We're currently at 60 degrees and warming up just fine, Roger.
Look at that, Bob. Yeah, how you doing today?
How systems go here, Jack? How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine, but I got a lot of work to do outside. I got to weed grass, cut that grass, and it's so high because it's been raining in here. Roger.
Roger that. Well, let's hope it stays dry so you can get your yard work done, Roger.
Yeah, I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock, watched the news. They said it's going to be sunshine all the way through Wednesday, next week. Roger.
Roger that. Now to give things a chance to dry out down your way.
Yes, you're right about that. Yesterday I was driving, going my get that grocery I was telling you, and it was a lot of water on the grass, and it was right on John R. and the Quinder, and all over was not. I can see the water right on the grass. Roger.
Roger that. Spoke with a gentleman there in Flint yesterday afternoon as well. 2.1 inches in one storm, Roger.
Yeah, that's a little bit high anyhow. All right, Bob, I got to go out there and do what I have to do. I started doing a lot of things. I was just good talking to you and good to hear from you. WIUG 488.
IUG 488, WRZP 544. Always a pleasure, Jack, and take it easy today, and I'm sure you'll get all your yard work done. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring the frequency.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile listening.
USBM 993 is monitoring. Go ahead here, copy.
Good afternoon, how are you today?
Pretty good, yourself? Calling out of Saginaw, Michigan here.
I copy that, I'm in Saginaw as well right now. Kind of over, I guess, on the very west side, somewhere by that big cemetery off Gresham.
Yeah, I'm not too far from that area as well. Name is Chad on this end, by the way.
Good afternoon, Chad. Pleasure to meet you. Name is Paige over here, Papa Alpha India, Golf Echo. The home QTH is down in Spalding. I'm just running around here in Saginaw, then I had to run out and visit the Rugrats over in Vassar.
How am I sounding over on your end? Pretty good.
You're full quiet and into the machine there. No problems, no breakouts.
Copy that, Paige. I would definitely hear you on that. WSBM 993. Alright, well, you take care. Have yourself a great day. Safe travels out there. And it was nice talking with you. WSBM 993 is monitoring and clear.
Alright, have a good afternoon. Be safe as well. Whiskey Santoro Zebra 810, we will be monitoring also.
WRCY 565, WSBS 311.
WSBS 311 from WRCY 565, you're looking for me?
Yes, I'm looking for you. What's happening? This is Wednesday, and I think you did testing or something yesterday. How did it go?
Yes, yesterday was testing, and today is Wednesday, and how do you think it went?
I think you're a winner, so I would just assume that you pass with flying colors.
Well, if I'm a winner, do I get chicken dinner?
Yeah, you think I could have come up with that winner chicken dinner. Yeah, you should at least have a chicken dinner out of the deal. So everything, it was everything you thought it would be?
Testing-wise, yeah. The testing was exactly as the HRP guidelines, study programming, you know, all that stuff. It was word for word everything I found in the test manual or the testing program was in the online app to take the test.
Gotcha. Why? It sounds like, do you have some hiccups in there or something?
One is I'm trying to leave a gap in case everybody else wants to jump in, and second of all, I've always got hiccups. My sister got me on my head too many times as a child, and I got hiccups in the brain, but no, everything went well, and I passed with flying colors.
Okay, good. Well, then congratulations. When I eventually get up the nerve to tackle it, I might be calling on you for a little pointers. That's no time soon. I'm still trying to figure this one out here. Yeah. Well, yeah, congratulations. I'm glad you got through it. Everything else good?
Oh, yeah, everything else is fine. Like I say, using the ham radio prep study system that they have online, I'm reading the questions and answering the answers almost in the exact wording and order per, I mean, it's like, am I on my phone or am I sitting here with a pencil and paper filling out little squares answering these questions? Because, I mean, I was surprised at how well that study system I used was right there on the test.
What was that study system called? I mean, if I want to look this up and kind of check it out, what would you steer me towards?
It is online, and it's called Ham Radio Prep. And they're offering packages now where you can buy the entire program for tech, general, and extra for some weird price, cheaper than I would have probably have paid for it if I got it a few months ago. But I mean, 2 months of, not quite 2 months, month and a half. No, 2 months. I would say 2 months. Yeah. Yeah, from right after the Memorial weekend until last night, the first month I did the lessons and the quiz break. Second month was just constant practice tests. And it's, I think, I don't know if you remember how many pool questions there are, but there's 35 questions. And if you see what I did, how I did it, and how I worked my way from like 62% passing grade to full 100% passing grade on the practice test, you're going to walk in there and look at the book and say, what the heck is this? This is a cakewalk. And it pretty much was.
And that was just following ham radio prep. Their guidelines, you just went along with those prep tests or whatever to get you where you ended up being, is that right?
Well, just for the tech, it's 22 lessons. And each lesson has a quiz, and you work the quizzes with the lessons, and I worked myself up to 100% all the way across those lessons, and then I started the next month at the beginning of, after the 4th of July weekend, and every day I had nothing better to do. I did a practice test, you know, it's just hitting it, hitting it, and hitting it, so I can almost recite it, but no, after having a cocktail last night, I think I brainwashed myself and I forgot the whole test. But it's just about discipline and repetitiveness. And you just drill it into your head what it is, and when you look at the book and say, oh, just like it is in the test. And that's why I passed.
Yes, that does make sense. I feel like the older I get, the clearer those kind of lessons become. That your brain is learning, whether you realize it or not, just from repetitive. I use that over the years. I've used that for learning lyrics to songs. If I'm going to, you know, want to perform a new song, I'm not real good at just reading these lyrics and over, so I'll get in the car or whatever, and I'll sing along to it, and I'll get the first verse, you know, down, and if I mess something up, I'll start it over, get through that. It might take me 20 times through a song, but my brain now has it locked in for, like, life, it seems. So, yeah, I get that repetitive. It does work. Over.
I can't remember, and they're in my phone, because I use my phone to practice with when I'm on the road or doing something or whatever it is they're doing. My phone's always with me. But I saved them all. And I never even went back and counted how many practice tests I did since pretty much after the 4th of July holiday weekend. I think I started on that Monday, which would have been the 7th or the 8th of the month. And just did it all the way up until 30 minutes before I actually took the test. And I don't even exactly recall how many I took, but I can probably count them up and get back to you on it.
Oh, I get it. It makes sense, for sure. So I'll just plan on doing the same thing. I always thought about, like, I wonder if I could learn things by, you know, going to bed at night, having earbuds in or something, and just have this low-volume feed going through my head. Would I actually be, retain that information that my ears were hearing while I was sleeping? I don't know if that's a thing or not, but I find it interesting, the concept, anyway.
Well, I'll tell you something else, but I don't want to give it away over the air on how I study. But there's a little trick that I use, and basically just went at it with this formula instead of you know, learning the questions and learning the answers, you reduce half the reading by just doing one thing and remembering that. And that's what I focused on and just kept focusing on it. And if you got stuck with a question, you go back and you look for a keyword. And a lot of guys say they get stuck on capacitance and inductance break. And you remember a keyword in the question, and they get you over it, you know. So let's just say I did it backwards, so to speak, and it pays off. But, it was a long night. But between the time I got there and the time I got home was about 2.5 hours, when it could have probably been reduced by at least an hour. But, yeah, it is what it is. I don't mean to cut you short, but I got stuff I got to do here. And get caught up on a few things because it's a nice, sunny day, and I'm getting things dried out, so on and so forth. So, pleasure, and appreciate you looking in and checking up on me. And thank you for the congratulations. It's just a test.
Yeah. I did just want to check out, see how it went. Not that I thought it would be any different than you ended up passing with flying colors. Okay, I'll talk with you again. Enjoy the rest of your day. Until next time, WSBS 311.
Yep, thanks again. WRCY 565, we're clear for now.
WSBI 783 mobile to base. Copy. WSBI 783 mobile to base. Copy. WSBI 783 mobile to base. Copy.
WSTI 783 to WSTI 392. Do you copy?
This is WSDC 647 looking for WRVG 829. Over.
Hey there, Dad. How you doing?
Okay, Jeff. How about yourself?
Well, we went down to see Joe last night and just checked in on him and had a good time with that. And today is a work day, of course, and then I'm going to be going to a cert function right after work for the police department's national night out.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, if you want to come check it out, it'll be in the parking lot of the Sterling Heights Library tonight from, I think, 6 till 8, something like that. I think I got the times right on that. But either way, yeah, I'm going to be filling the cert team, so that's what I'm up to. Got the RVGA 29.
Okay, I think I'll pass on that one, but how was Joe?
Well, he's not great, but he's hanging in there. He's got some downtime in front of him before he can do anything, and it could stretch out as long as a year. So he's getting by, but he needs occasional company and, you know, that sort of thing to keep his spirits up.
Okay, Roger that. Let's try to see if we can raise with you. WSDX 256. This is WSDC 647. Over.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like she's around this afternoon. We'll have to check in with her on another date.
Yeah, I think she's pretty busy. And so I'm going to let it go, too. You have a good evening, Jeff, and I'll talk to you soon. This is WSDC 647 checking out.
All right, then, WRVG 829, clear and monitoring.
WSDS 311.
WRVG 829.
WSDQ 996 monitoring.
WRTX 930. Anybody out there? How's everybody doing? How you doing? This is WSDT 593.
Good evening, 593. You're doing just fine. I'm up here in Lansing, Michigan.
What did you say you were right up in Lansing?
Alpha, Lima, Alpha, November, Sierra, Oscar, November. It's just north of Petoskey a little bit.
Well, that's awesome. I'm picking you up really good. I'm out here down in Auburn Hills, but I live up in Oxford, Michigan. So, cool, man. How's it going up there?
good. Nice day. A little bit warmer than they had anticipated. We got up in the low 80s, but not too bad. The humidity is pretty good. A little breeze.
Yeah, I love it up there. I usually go to Grayling up to Levels, but my fiance and I want to get a place in Petoskey because, you know, we love it up there so much. But, yeah, man, that's awesome. Are you using a mobile, or do you have a home setup?
I'm actually out on the back testing my my emergency comms set up. I have a little Radiodity DB20 and kind of like a man pack, a portable outfit I have that I work on every now and then.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm picking it up off the phone.
That time I could tell when you were transmitting, but I couldn't make out anything. It was kind of illegible, I should say. Are you on a mobile unit by any chance?
Station 218, this is WIUG, Ray Lee, copy.
WIUG, Brady, clear.
To the station in Auburn Hills, a gentleman from Oxford. I think I can hear you keying up the mic. You're opening the repeater, but I can't make out anything. I don't know if it's on my end, probably. But I'm here all the time. I say again, my call sign is WQZJ969. Name is Chris. I'm on here all the time. Give me a shout. Clear.
Yeah, I just picked you up again, Chris, but it was good talking to you. I'll be on here too. My name is Jordan. So this is WXT593.
Station 983. Station out there, 983. This is WIUG, Brady, copy. WIUG, Brady, clear. At that station in Petoskey, you got a copy on this WIUG, Brady?
This is WQZJ969. Yep, I got a copy on you, Jack.
You're sounding good, and I know you just said you're on a DB20G, and that's what I am on, DB20G. How am I sounding out that way? I'm a driving.
You are loud and clear. I can hear you perfectly. Understand everything. Your signal's coming in nice and strong off the Sheboygan repeater.
Thank you. How's the weather by you? And here it's sunny, and it's, 81.
That's just about the same here. We got a little overcast, and humidity is really comfortable down around the 60, low 60s in the humidity. So, yeah, it's a really nice day.
Yeah, that's good. Yesterday it rained very hard and a pile of water all over the place as they were. Anyhow, well, good to talking to you and good to hear you. And I'm going to let you go a little bit. I got to back out of here a little bit. WIUG 48.
Nice talking to you as well, Jack. I hear you on here quite a bit, and always a pleasure to talk to you. WQZJ 969. Clear.
Hey, 969, I can hear you again. WFCG 593.
Yep, I got you 593. It's a little crackly, but I'm hearing you fine. Are you on a mobile by any chance?
Am I on what? Could you say again the last transmission? Sorry about that.
What kind of setup are you using? Are you on a mobile rig, handheld, base station kind of deal? Yeah, that's doing pretty well. I don't know how far away you are from your repeater down there, but that's doing pretty well for that little rig.
I'm about right on the out on the inner border of the repeater. I'm closer to it, and that's about 40-mile radius on it. So yeah, it's good, honestly.
Sometimes those little handhelds really kind of surprise you. You get a decent antenna on them.
WRVG 829.
Go ahead, 829-WIG-48.
Jack, how you doing?
Oh, very good. How about you?
I'm doing all right, Jack. I've got a couple of my cert numbers here with me, and I was just demonstrating stuff on their radio to them, and I thought I'd give a call out, and sure enough, you were there. So it's good to hear from you, sir.
Sir, anytime. Roger.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm going to leave you to go on with the rest of your evening. I'm going to carry on with these fine folks here. So you have a good night. WRBG 829, clear.
No problem. I'm just preparing something to eat because I was outside all day cutting grass and weed whack and blowing and all that. So now I'm just going to prepare something to eat. Okay, good enough. Talk to you later. Good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
WSBH 11, this is WSBI 87. WSBH 380, monitoring.
WSBF 772 mobile monitoring.
Station out there, 218. Station 218 out there. This is WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSCZ 713. This is WOSTM 87. WSCZ 713. WSCN 87.
WRMZ 640 mobile.
Station Ogden 847. Station 847. This is WIUG 488. Copy.
WRPA 805. WRPA 805. Here is WRVJ 258. WRPA 805, WRPA 805, here is WRBJ 258 calling.
This is WRWY 979, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Joe. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, Jim, a lot better than I did earlier today because I went out grocery shopping and, it sounds easy, but it depends on the circumstances. But I recuperated, had dinner and then relaxed and chilled out so far. And the latter half of the day or the evening is a lot better than the midsection. Back to you.
Understood. Yeah, I'm going to need to do that here in the next day or two. I'm hoping. I got to go through the list here, but I'm starting to run low on a few items that are gonna be expensive. Everything is, of course, ridiculously so and unnecessarily so, but it is what it is, and I'm gonna need some stuff here in the not too distant future, so I'm gonna have to make that excursion myself. But today, for me, it was yard work, and it was nice for a change to have it not be oppressively hot. It's quite pleasant, actually, out in the sunshine, and the breeze really helped a lot as well, and the fact that it wasn't stiflingly humid like it has been, with temps cresting 90 degrees. So I took advantage of it while I could. But the bad news is, I think my weed whacker, my weed whip, gave up the ghost. Going back in my memory, I'm trying to remember when I bought the thing, but I'll bet you now it's probably 8 or so years old, which you would think wouldn't be all that old. But the way they make things these days, planned obsolescence, it's a gas, four-stroke weed whip, fairly heavy duty, but I think it threw a connecting rod. I was in the middle of using it, and just all of a sudden, it like somebody shut off a switch, and I went to pull the pull start, and it's got zero compression, and near as I can figure is it... that piston is not connecting to the crank anymore, so I haven't torn it down or anything, and probably won't. I think I'm going to take it over to the two-cycle, the small engine repair guy, and have him look at it and give me the bad news, and I'll be prepared to try and replace it, I guess. It wasn't all that expensive, but it wasn't a cheap one. So, probably going to cost me an arm and a leg now to replace it, but that's the way of things.
Yeah, well, I used to do lawn work when I had my last house, the other house, and I had an electric weed eater, believe it or not, even though electricity wasn't too expensive that back then. But I was just thinking, if somebody had a battery backup system for their radio or whatever, one of these portable ones, and you had a good extension cord, and you had a couple solar panels, heck, you could be using that electric weed eater for who knows how long. and running on free energy. That would be interesting technology. You're talking about food or groceries. I could have went Saturday, Sunday, or Monday if the weather was nice to shop because I was really out. And by today, I had my last breakfast sandwich that was in the freezer, and lunch was actually a peanut butter sandwich. So if that tells you what I had left before I went grocery shopping, I get down to the very essentials. Nothing sits in the freezer for a long time. Some people have stuff in freezers for a year, and that's not good. And it probably won't be edible because it could get frostbite in there, depending, you know, a freezer burn, whatever you want to call it. But there you go. Back to you.
Well, mostly stuff won't last me that long. I'm not going to have it in there a year, generally. But sometimes several months, and I am very meticulous about how I wrap stuff for freezer storage. It's essential that you get all the air out. Now, I don't have a cryovac, you know, vacuum sealer, to get a real, honest-to-goodness good one. You know, you're going to spend $1,000 or more, you know, for a commercial-grade one. And if I was buying, you know, if I was buying meat in bulk or something, I would certainly invest in that and perhaps a specific dedicated deep freeze unit, but it's just me, and there's no point in buying food that way. I don't generally. So stuff doesn't last me a real long time in the freezer, but I've got stuff in there that's several months. I date everything. I label and date everything, and very meticulously, like I say, wrap it, divide it and wrap it in portions that make sense for me, and label everything with a date on it. And I know what I've got, and I rotate things so that first in, first out, you know.
Yep, WRWI 979. Yeah, I did get one of those inexpensive. They weren't 1,000. It was just under 200, I think, or so. One of those sealers, vacuum sealers, that can do canisters or plastic bags, you know, that you can buy very inexpensively. And I've actually taken oatmeal raisin cookies, bought them on sale at a store that makes them around here, bought three containers of them, and there's 20 in a container. I took two containers, 8 out of 1, but took 2 of them, sealed about, 6 maybe cookies per bag or whatever would fit in there. Sealed them up, put them in the freezer, and when I wanted some after I ran out of the first batch, I got the fresh ones out. I'd take them out ahead of time, let them thaw out. You know those suckers taste as good as the day they were bought. And I use them for other things, canister sealing and freezer stuff, obviously. But it wasn't too expensive. I got a thing at Costco, and it has an attachment for sealing canisters that have the lid top on them that you can get, or I have already had them, because I had another sealer that didn't work. It died, so now I got this one. But it definitely does the job really good. I mean, professionally, without being very expensive. Back to you.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll last for you. That's one of the issues, is if you only get a couple years of use out of it, that's got to go in the cost to benefit ratio. You know, how often you got to replace the damn thing. I generally will do a lot of research, read a lot of reviews, if at all possible, get my hands on and eyes on one in a retail store somewhere if I can. That's getting harder to do, especially for stuff like that, and get an idea of the build and so forth before I fork out my shekels. But I generally try to buy at the upper end of my comfort zone with the idea that it might possibly last me longer and do the job that it was designed to do. But they're not all created equal, that's for sure. I found that out with coffee grinders. So, you know, everything is something. WYBJ258.
No, I don't think telling you a price of something that I purchased is, we're not selling anything like a swap and shop, so I don't think I'd be violating any FCC rules to tell you about an item that I bought, what we're talking about, right?
Oh, heck no.
Well, the food sealer that I got from Costco is under $100. It's been running great. I've had it for about 4 or 5 years. I don't use it every day, but when I use it, and the thing with electronics or electrical, I should say AC, if you're not using it, unplug it. There's nothing in my house, if I'm not using it, it's not plugged in, like a stereo, microwave. I don't need it plugged in, because it's using energy. People don't realize over the year, you're using energy. You're paying for electricity for that thing to be ready. Even though it's minute amounts of energy, it still adds up over the year. You have several things like that plugged in that aren't being used. The stereo is still using energy. It's getting power to the unit. And that saves you some money, especially at peak hours, right?
Well, yeah. It all kind of depends on the way you use stuff. Whether or not that is an important thing for you. But everybody's tolerance for inconvenience versus cost is different. So, at any extent, there's an argument you could make for leaving stuff plugged in, and there's an argument you could make for disconnecting everything all the time. Some of it is economic, and some of it is logistical, and some of it is technical. So, at any rate, I haven't found a whole lot of need to unplug everything around here versus the inconvenience of having to plug it back in. There's more to it than that with regard to the technical end of things, but I'll leave that for another day. Anyway, like I say, I'm glad things cooled off a little bit, at least for the time being. I'm enjoying an evening with my feet up here and the windows open. That's a nice change. I don't have to run the air conditioning for the last 18 hours or so. I've been enjoying open windows. That's a nice change.
Oh, yeah, WRWY979. Well, when we talked about electricity or unplugging and stuff, I never unplug it. I just had power strips, you know, surge-protecting power strips. So it's plugged in, but just turned off, and the surge protector will prevent, hopefully, no direct hits, obviously, but any nearby storms, electrical interference. So it's protected, but not necessarily on, drawing any juice. Even though the power strip's plugged in, the surge protector power strip. So just to clarify that a little better. No, I don't unplug everything and plug it in all the time. It's always plugged in through a surge protecting power strip. If I need it, flick the switch, just like you would push a button to start it anyhow. Use it, get done, flick the switch, you're all set. So, but anyhow, that's just me. Even if you save, say, $20, $30 every 6 months or a year, that's $20, $30, $40, $100, whatever it is. That's more money in your pocket. And over years, that adds up. So, hey, every little bit it helps is my motto. But anyhow, yeah, I like it a little bit cooler and manageable. It wasn't too bad going out grocery shopping. A little warm for me just because I wasn't used to it, and I didn't wear lightweight clothes. I didn't wear heavy clothes, but I didn't wear shorts, and I should have put shorts on. So there you go.
I may not make it to the market here until next week. I'm not too sure how it's all going to shake out. I've got a pretty busy weekend starting after tomorrow. I've got tomorrow off. Tomorrow's the last day. I've got to do the majority of my domestic chores here before I get back into busyness that will keep me occupied a lot. So tomorrow I think is going to be a lot of domestic chores and a couple other things that need attention, and then don't know if I'll get to the grocery store. I'm not completely out. I've got food, but I always keep certain things. I've always got canned soups, vegetables, things like that. I still have some stuff frozen, some proteins are frozen. So that's fine. Getting down to the end of my fresh veg, my produce is getting pretty much to the end here. But that'll last me probably through the weekend, and then I'll be either having to swing by the market or open cans, and I generally try to avoid that just because it ain't as good as the fresh stuff. And if it's the summertime like this, generally the produce is pretty good. So anyway. Hey, Joe, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get back to my old movie, and we'll hopefully catch up either here or on the other service before too much more time. As we say, on the other service, 7-3 Old Man, and we'll catch up. This is WYVJ 258.
Hopefully this is sounding good. I'm at home with the HT, you know, handheld, and hopefully sounding all right, readable, not too muffled or too weak or too quiet, or I doubt it's too loud, but hopefully it sounded okay. Well, good talking. Good luck on the groceries. I'm glad mine's done for at least a little while. And talk another time. Have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. WRWY 979, Claire.
Real good cop, Joe. No problem at all. I would have said something if it was otherwise. Armchair copy, as we say. Have a good evening. WRBJ 258 out.
I appreciate it. WRWY 979, Claire.
Station 847. Station 847. This is WRUG 288. Copy.
WRUG 488. Here is WRVJ 258.